The institution of marriage is the joining of two people who become a new family. For many couples, that can be a difficult ask if there are inappropriate boundaries between a spouse and his or her parents. We'll answer two questions that relate to this topic on the next Family Matters, so stay tuned. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. We got two great questions that we'd like to tackle today. The first went like this. How can I help my husband see that he's placing the needs and feelings of his parents ahead of mine? After several years of marriage, his attachment to his mom and dad is still so strong that it's causing serious damage to our relationship. I've confronted him about this, but he doesn't see it as a problem. God provides us with a model for successful marriage relationships in the Bible. In Genesis 2:24, he says that a man shall leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife. Jesus repeats this commandment in Matthew 19 and Mark 10. The word cleave in this context means to be united as one flesh and to establish a new family unit, separate and distinct from the spouse's families of origin. In order for a marriage to be healthy, that new family unit needs to take priority over the husband's family and the wife's family. If your husband is a Christian, he needs to understand that in failing to observe this principle, he is disobeying God's instructions and wreaking havoc on your relationship. The best thing you can do at this point is to make an appointment with a qualified Christian family therapist who has experience with marital issues. Tell your husband that you're hoping he will attend the sessions with you, but if he doesn't, you'll be going alone. Even if he's insensitive to your feelings, there's still a chance that he won't like the idea of you discussing your marital problems with a third party without him. If that's the case, he may agree to join you. We'll offer details on how you can take action, but first, we'd like to take a moment to answer a second question. What can a young couple do about parents who often stop in for a visit unexpectedly? My husband and I are newly married, and my in-laws have a habit of making unannounced visits. We've asked them to call first, but so far nothing has changed. Is there a way to let them know that we need our space and privacy without offending them? In-law relationships are notoriously sensitive and difficult to manage. Because we're talking here about your husband's parents, it makes sense that he should be the one to bring this problem up with his mom and dad. That's assuming, of course, that the two of you are on the same page. If this is not the case, then there are marital issues you'll need to address before tackling the in-law problem. As mentioned in response to the first question, Genesis 2:24 says that a man shall leave his mother and father and cleave to his wife. You and your husband need to decide together that you're going to give priority to building and strengthening this new relationship. Once you're clear about this, you can proceed to explain your position to your in-laws. Hopefully this can be accomplished by means of a good-natured, non-defensive family discussion. We'd suggest that your husband start the conversation by telling his mom and dad how much you love them. Then he should explain that as newlyweds, you're trying to establish a new life together. Point out that this requires a certain amount of privacy. Assure them that they are always welcome to come by, but tell them that you'd prefer to know ahead of time. If they react defensively or in anger, there are probably some boundary issues below the surface that may not be so easy to address. To speak to someone who can help in both situations, please contact Focus on the Family's Counseling Department on 031-716-3300. They can also provide you with a list of referrals to qualified professionals in your area. You don't want either of these situations to remain unchecked, as this may lead to more serious problems down the line, so please do get in touch. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.